Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
In the last few election cycles, it's become clear that Montana is moving further and further to the political right. It's also become clear that the only tool the political left has left in its toolbox is its stranglehold on Montana's judicial branch. That reality becomes even more stark when we see certain types of cases consistently routed to a judge with a demonstrable bias who, for all intent and purposes, is bought and paid for by a certain industry. Case in point, Helena District Court Judge Mike Minahan and his close ties to Planned Parenthood. For those who may not know, Judge Minahan is Planned Parenthood's go-to guy when it comes to abortion-related cases. From Planned Parenthood's perspective, it appears he's been a good investment that has paid off in spades, and it began long before he took his seat on the bench. Judge Minahan was formerly known as Representative Minahan and served in the Montana House of Representatives from 2009 to 2012. During that time, he was supported by Planned Parenthood and had a perfect 100% pro-abortion voting record. Abortion providers rewarded Representative Minahan for his allegiance with continued support when he decided to run for the district court. Once again, the investment paid off as Judge Minahan continues to rule in favor of a far-left political agenda. In addition to consistent pro-abortion rulings, he also enjoined a law that prohibited transgenders from retroactively changing the sex on their birth certificates. Last week, Judge Minahan struck down two abortion-related bills that were passed by the legislature in 2023 and signed into law by Governor Gianforte. The first was House Bill 575, a common-sense law that banned the abortion of viable fetuses at any point after 24 weeks of gestation. The courts have long held that abortion should only be allowed before the point of viability, and medical advances since Roe v. Wade was decided have decreased the age of viability from 28 weeks gestation down to 24 weeks. House Bill 575 simply required an ultrasound to make sure that the fetus was less than 24 weeks old. In his ruling, Judge Minahan took particular issue with the fact that an ultrasound would require an in-person visit. He said this could put a patient's life at risk. Quite the contrary, at a time when the use of do-it-yourself at-home abortions using mail-order drugs is skyrocketing, it's even more important to know the correct age of the child. Medication-induced abortions are only allowed up to 15 weeks gestation, and taking abortion pills when the pregnancy is too far along could result in serious complications, hemorrhaging, or even death. Although the state laid out these arguments, Minahan remained unswayed, and it appears his decision to strike House Bill 721 was also a foregone conclusion. That bill banned dismemberment abortion, a gruesome procedure that removes a fetus piece by piece rather than as an intact child. Because of a loophole in the law, it would have effectively banned abortions between 15 and 22 weeks, that window between which abortion pills can no longer be used and the fetus becomes viable in the eyes of the law. Despite Montana's passage of an abortion amendment, there's clearly room for common sense regulations that protect the life and health of viable children and their mothers. It's unfortunate that Planned Parenthood and their friends on the court see it differently. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.